morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau serves agriculture across all 77 Oklahoma counties. They're invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. Farm Bureau is all about improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is excited about being a part of the 100th anniversary convention of the American Farm Bureau in New Orleans. We'll have coverage with radio reports, web stories on OklahomaFarmReport.com, on our daily email, and via our Facebook page and Twitter feed. Our coverage powered by the strongest and largest farm organization in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
President Donald Trump struck a chord with farmers and ranchers attending the American Farm Bureau convention in New Orleans yesterday. The president spoke for roughly an hour on a variety of subjects pertinent to agriculture, while also addressing several pressing issues that his administration is currently tackling, such as border security and the ongoing partial government shutdown that has resulted from the infighting over funding for the president's wall. The president's remarks were well received by the audience that has and continues to endure economic hardships, some as a direct result of actions undertaken by the White House in pursuit of its trade agenda. The second half of his speech, though, reviewed the many achievements his administration has fought for over the past 2 years.
We've eliminated a record number of job-killing regulations. We're reversing harmful federal intrusion. And to keep family farms in the family, we have virtually eliminated the estate tax, also known as the death tax. We're saving farmers and ranchers from one of the most ridiculous regulations ever imposed on anybody in our nation, the Waters of the United States rule. We are replacing one-sided, unfair trade deals. As we reverse the damage of decades of unfair trade, we're also providing up to $12 billion in relief to protect our farmers from unfair foreign retaliation.
In concluding his address, Trump remarked that he would continue to uphold his duty as president with an American first focus to protect, defend, and fight for agriculture's noble tradition and majestic heritage. After the conclusion of President Trump's address, our farm director Ron Hayes caught up with four members of the delegation sent from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau for their reactions. Overall, the general consensus among the delegates was largely positive. The group also expressed satisfaction in what Trump had to say and the issues he mentioned. It was repeated by several of them that the president came off as transparent, confident, and sincere, and gave the distinct impression that he truly has kept the interest of American farmers and ranchers at heart. Here's Keith Kissling of Alfalfa County.
He's very transparent, and I thought it was a great speech. He talked an awful lot about immigration, the big government shutdown. He talked about that. Trade, you know, is my big issue, and he really talked quite a bit about trade, how he's trying to open up our markets.
Alan Jett of Beaver County agreed.
He says what I want to hear, not because that's what we want to hear, but because it's what he believes, it's what I believe, it's what we believe as farmers. And, I truly believe he has our best interests at heart.
You got farm news on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 12th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.